Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise on Tuesday night. Come on, somebody shout that name above every name. Somebody shout the name that can heal. Somebody shout the name that can deliver. Somebody shout the name that can set you free tonight. And they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Somebody shout Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. And give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Feel the Holy Ghost tonight, amen. On Tuesday night service, you folks acting like it's Sunday around here, amen. I believe somebody believes that God moves on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and Thursdays. He heals on Sundays. He heals on Mondays. He sets captives free on Sundays. He does it on Mondays. You can get the Holy Ghost on Tuesday. You can be baptized on Tuesday. You can worship a holy God on Tuesday. What's his name? Jesus. You might not have all the words to say. You might can't quote scripture. But if you can just say Jesus tonight, he'll come be your rescue tonight. You don't have to know scripture, Greek or Hebrew, but if you say Jesus, he'll come to where you are tonight. I'm going to try and do my best to preach tonight, Brother Weir. We'll see. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, amen, let's quickly turn, amen, to the book of Judges, amen, chapter 20. While you're turning there, I want to just thank you for being in the house of the Lord. Amen. God will honor your sacrifice. I believe that today. Amen. You could have been done a lot of things this week, but you, amen, made it to the house of the Lord, which is important. We all have circumstances that are out of control, but God knows, amen. I'm excited. It's hard to preach to empty pews. I've done that before. Pretty difficult, but amen. I get excited when I see the saints of God. Amen. Who just come into the house of God and just give God their all. And I'm just excited, amen. Verse number 17, I got two scriptures tonight, and we just might as well go ahead and blow the lid off this place tonight. Will you say, amen, amen. We have cried, we have boo-hooed, so let's go ahead and turn up a notch, amen. Verse 7, the Bible says, and the men of Israel beside Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men that drew sword, and all these were men, somebody say, of war. And the children of Israel rose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of these us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? God, which one should go first? The mighty man, should it be this crew here? And the Lord said, wait a minute. Before you ever draw a sword or any kind of weapon, I want you to send Judah shall go first. Amen. Before you face any spiritual battle, before you ever decide to pray or fast, he said, I want you to send Judah first. Amen. We know Judah means praise. And I want to minister to you tonight, amen, on the closing night of this revival. And I believe revival is still here. Amen. The preacher may leave, but revival is the bosom of the church. I'm going to preach to us tonight. Us tonight. Send Judah first. Amen. Let's all pray. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you, God, for allowing us. God, I just thank you for the gift of life today, Lord. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. God, putting a word on my heart to deliver to this great group of people. Thank you, God, for your sacrifice, saving my life. And God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you help us to understand that we cannot hold nothing back tonight, God, I pray. Shake us tonight, God. Mold us and move us, God, I pray. Somebody's in that battle tonight, God, and I pray, Lord, tonight, God, that you'll show yourself strong and mighty in that battle. And God, we promise to give you praise tonight. We promise to send you the first tonight. And we give you all the honor. Hide me behind the cross. I pray, God, that you'll be glorified. Anoint these lips of clay. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you turn around and shake somebody's hand and let them know, let's praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And if you mean what you said, you can be seated. If not, you can remain standing so we can find out who you are. Amen. Send Judah first. Amen. Amen. As the people of God, as God called people, we understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I don't mean to upset somebody tonight, but you're not fighting your neighbor down the street. Amen. The church across the tracks. Amen. You're not fighting the UPC, PAW, ALJC, ABCDFGHIJK. Amen. You are fighting a devil tonight. Amen. You're wrestling against principalities and powers. Understand, he has an agenda tonight. Amen. You'll never sit down at the table with the devil and come on the winning side because, amen, he has one objective, and that is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. I hate to sound the alarm, but friend, we are in a spiritual war tonight as we speak. Amen. The souls of mankind are at stake. The Bible says in Isaiah, for hell hath enlarged herself without measure. In other words, amen, hell has reservations tonight, amen, expecting you and I, amen, to make it to hell. Amen. I don't mean to sound rude today. I don't mean to upset nobody but the devil, but I'm not going to die lost and go to hell tonight. Amen. I made my mind up, amen. No matter what I have to go through, serving God is the best thing that I've ever made up in my mind to do, Brother Runyon, amen. The moment I was repentant of my sins and baptized in Jesus' name, and if you're here tonight under the sound of my voice and you've never repented of your sins and been baptized in Jesus' name, you can do that tonight while we're preaching, amen. And there's a God in heaven that will hear your prayers, and he will forgive your sins, and he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost right now as we speak in this house, amen. God is no respecter of persons. As a matter of fact, he's moving right now in somebody's situation. You may not know it, but he's still moving, amen. God doesn't take a day off. Even though you're battling, even though you're weak in your body, God is still moving on your behalf. But understand that battles are going to come, amen. Trials are going to come. Tribulations are going to come. But I'm coming to let you know that your praise is greater than the tribulation that you're going through right now. Amen. Your praise is greater than the sickness that you're facing right now. If you ever got revelation of just how great your praise is, let me tell you how great your praise is. Your praise is so great that your God inhabits your praises. Amen. That's just scripture enough for me to come into the house of God and to praise him without reservation and to worship him no matter what I'm going through. Amen. It may be sunny outside. Amen. It may be raining outside. But no matter what I do, my first order of business is to send Judah first. Judah means praise. And I understand there's some things about praise, amen, that it really upsets people. Because when you really begin to praise God from your heart, you're not concerned about nobody beside you in your pew. You don't care if it's a fast song or if it's a soul song. You look back over your life and you think things over. And you can truly say on Tuesday night that God's been good to you. Amen. That's reason enough, amen, to walk into the sanctuary and give a great God great praise. I didn't come to play games, but if we're going to have red hot revival, we got to send Judah first. praise is that thing that causes us to react a certain way. Praise is emotionalism. Praise will cause you to do things that you're not used to doing. You may lose a lot of things, but Job said, I never lost my praise. You may lose a lot of friends, but Job said, there's one thing I never lost. I never lost my praise. I did not charge God foolish, because when the adversary began to attack me and take things from me, I shaved my head. I bowed my face to the ground, and I gave a great God great praise. So the enemy tonight is after your worship. Understand, you're going to worship somebody. Amen. The Bible says no man can serve two masters. You've got to love one and you've got to hate the other. You've got to decide tonight which God has done something for you. Now, and if God hasn't done nothing for you, I don't expect you to clap your hands. I don't expect you to stand up this tonight. And understand, I'm not here for an applause or a hand clap. But the devil expects you to sit in your pews. Let me tell you what the devil expects. He expects there'll be no revival in this city. He expects you're going to be lost. Oh, he expects you to sit in your pews with your arms crossed, arms folded, legs crossed. He expects you to close your mouth, because he realizes the moment you open up your mouth and you send Judah first, the Lord strong and mighty will show up in your preaching, that we'll get together and send Judah first. We'll send Judah first. Amen. David, this worshiper, this praiser, this man who sinned with Bathsheba, David, now the Bible says he is now bringing in the Ark of the Covenant back into the city of David. He has on the linen ephod. He has on this princely garment. In other words, David's looking suave. He has on his nice three-piece suit. He's bringing in the Ark of the Covenant. Here is his critic, which is his wife. I bet the men want to say amen. Don't do that while I'm here. Please don't. At least let me leave. She looks at him and she began to chastise him because of the way he is worshiping. And if we're not careful tonight, amen, we will let the devil whisper in our ear, amen, you're too weak to praise God. You'll let the devil whisper in your ear, amen, God doesn't hear you when you praise God. Amen, if you're not careful, you're sitting in your pews and you're pretending that God doesn't hear you tonight. And you're sitting in your pews thinking you don't owe God nothing. But God owes you everything. But can I preach, amen, that the devil is a liar and he's the father of all lies. He realizes that the moment you stand up in your weakness, that God's going to make you strong. The moment you stand up in your sickness, God's going to heal your body. The moment you stand up in your bondage, he's going to set you free. But as much as I love to praise God by myself, Brother Roy, and I get those moments when I get home and I turn on some music and, man, I just dance in front of the mirror. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But you come to church. Oh, it's okay now, right? You come to church and we sit down and we pretend that we can't move. We're like robots. Can I tell you, it's good when we worship God together. When we worship God together, Brother Schultz, it's good, Brother Runyon, when we can worship God together. Brother, when we can worship God, because we realize that we're fighting for one another. And I'm not going to let you stay in the bondage, but I'm going to praise God with you. I'm going to worship God with you. I'm going to shout with you. I'm going to praise God with you. Because when praises go up, glory comes down. And when praises go... When you worship God together, he said, Lord, we're about to have a war. The enemy's getting ready.
God, what shall we do? We've got tanks and we've got grenades and we got bombs, we got bullets, and we got this crew over here. And God, what shall we do first, Lord? We're going to go to battle, God, but we want to know, God, what shall we do first? Who should go fight first? Should it be the strong men? Should it be the cute looking men? Should it be the mighty warriors? But the Lord said, we're going to war. But let's be honest. I'll be honest with you. If I'm going to go to war, get me some Scud missiles. Get me some rocket launchers. I'm about to blow something up. Come on, God. Give me this. I don't want no knife or a pellet gun. I've got a grenade launcher. And can you imagine? Can you imagine the Lord said, hold on. I said, Lord, what do you mean? Hold on. Lord, listen, you don't realize the enemy is waiting on us, God. The odds are in our favor, Lord. And we're trying to ask you what you want us to do. And Lord, you said, you know what? Why don't you try and send Judah first? What do you mean, God? How in the world can we go to a battle clapping our hands and shouting? Because the weapons we use are not bombs and guns, but worship is the way that the battle is won. I've come to preach at breaking bed. It's time to go to war. I wish I had somebody in the house who said, preacher, let's go to war. Let's send up Judah. It's time to go to war. It's time to see demonstration. But we gotta go to war. You gotta get your hand clapping on. You gotta get your dad shoes on. It's time to go to war. We can't hold back. Let's send Judah first. Hear me breaking bread. The devil's trying every single person in this building as I speak. The battle's real. Sister Twy, the battle's real. What's so awesome about this service, she told me when she first walked in, she could barely, she said, I'm so weak, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I noticed Brother Runyon start walking around. Before anything ever started, he got his hands in there. He's walking around the church. You know what he was doing? He was trying to let the adversary know, hey, man, we're going to go to war. And it just might have to be by myself, but I'm going to go to war. I'm going to fight for my brothers and my sisters. And will you imagine, she was right behind him. Amen. She didn't have a lot of speed, but she just kept walking because she realized that if I can send Judah first, God will heal me if I can send him first. I want you to grab that hand beside you right now. We're going to send Judah first tonight. Because you hear this preacher. Some of you who are facing battles, you're not in this thing by yourself. We are better together. Breaking bread, you are better together. Don't you get yourself isolated on the island by yourself. But when you come together as one body, amen, we can bombard the gates of hell. And we can let the devil know, it doesn't matter what the war may be,